Thank you for joining us. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a technique that is a good meditation technique if you have chronic pain. And the first question is, why would I try to meditate if I have chronic pain? Meditation is being present. And one of the best management techniques for chronic pain is distraction. And the reason is meditation physically changes your brain. It changes the gray matter, which is what interprets signals, including pain signals coming in. And it changes the white matter, which is kind of the fascia around the gray matter, which is what transmits that information to the functioning part of your brain. In people who have just started meditating, there is a physical change in their gray matter in only 6 to 8 weeks. In long-term meditators, the change is profound. And what this does for you is it returns your interpretation of the pain messages and the transmission of the pain messages to a more typical, a more measured response. If you have chronic pain, your brain tends to tell you everything is at extremes right away. And the white matter transmits that message instantly. A more measured response is easier to deal with, not so extreme. And these are the benefits of the changes in your brain from meditation. This particular technique is good if you have chronic pain because it moves you back and forth between two meditation techniques. So you're not distracting yourself, but you are changing what you're focusing on so that you have that concentration on something else besides the pain. So the first method is the breath. I'm going to start you out with the underlying breath that is used the most in yoga, the full diaphragmatic breath. But the way we get to it is you exhale completely, gently and smoothly, and then relax and let the inhale take care of itself. If you exhale, your body will naturally refill. No effort, no strain. And then you exhale completely and relax. So this is your first technique. We'll practice it here for a minute or two. Exhale completely. Relax. Notice your inhale. Pay attention to it. You can even pick an aspect of your breath to focus on. Maybe the sound of it, the feeling of the air coming in through your nose and down into your lungs, the movement of your chest. If your attention wanders, it does for all of us. Just return. Exhale completely. Relax. Allow the inhale to happen naturally. And now for your second technique, the one you're going to switch to when the pain starts to intrude on your concentration, on your breath. It's called the object of concentration, and it can be an object. It can be something precious, maybe a stone you hold in your hand. It can be an object that you look at, a flower, a beautiful scene in nature. The moon is very popular. It might be a photograph of somewhere you remember fondly or have always wanted to go. It could be a photograph of someone precious to you. It could be not a physical object at all. It could be a mental object, a scene you remember. It could be a scripture, a poem, music. So your second concentration technique can be a physical object, a view, a sight, a scripture, a poem, a song. It can be anything that you enjoy focusing your attention on. And so after you have used your breath as an object of concentration, when pain starts to intrude, you switch to this object you have selected. So think about and focus on that object, whatever it is. Switch your attention back to your breath, just as you will when you're practicing the object of concentration and pain starts to intrude. So exhale completely. Relax. Notice your inhale happening naturally, smoothly and without strain. And continue to focus your attention on your breath. Switch your attention back to the object you have selected, whether it's physical, a view, a sound, a scripture, or a poem. Just as you will when you're doing your object of concentration meditation practice, and the chronic pain begins to distract you. Now draw your attention back away from your focus on your breath, away from your focus on the object you selected to concentrate on, and prepare to return to your day. This meditation technique, the object of concentration, where you move your attention from a focus on your breath, maybe the sound of it, the feel of the movement, the feel of it moving through your nose and down your throat, and then switching to the object you've selected, a physical object, something you look at, a view, a sound, a scripture, a poem, anything that brings you calm, peace, and relaxation when you consider it. And then, when pain intrudes, you switch your concentration from the object to your breath, from your breath to the object. And this gives you a meditation technique that you can practice to invite those physical changes in the structure of your brain that will make the management of your pain smoother. I encourage you to practice this. If you have a regular breathing practice, you can use other breathing techniques besides the one we use today. And you can select different objects. See what works the best for you. Thank you for joining us.